Talk Radio Welcome to Southern Oregon's premier business forum. This is your opportunity to meet and learn about another local business deserving your patronage. Now, we're open for business on KCMX News Talk 880.
Welcome to Open for Business, the first one of 2012. Kind of exciting. With me this morning is the first Tuesday of the month, and this is, I think, your third visit from Capiche, the president and CEO, Chris Cook. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Leslie.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
2012 is going to be an exciting year, I think, for all of us.
I hope so.
For you, especially, because you have this new business going, Capiche. What is Capiche? What does it do?
Capiche works with organizations to help them develop a competitive advantage by helping their employees be happier at work. And the research shows that when people are happier at work, they are twice as productive, they're sick 10 times less, they stay at the job twice as long, just many, many benefits of people being happy at work.
And there aren't many companies, especially here in Southern Oregon, that do this kind of work, are there?
Well, you know, I don't know of any other in this area at all.
You're the one and only, Capiche.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Happiness is kind of a broad statement, right? So what would the definition of happiness be? Because that is, you know, a lot of things could make you happy. But I'm sure that you, because this is a scientific method, what is the definition that you would come up with?
Well, the way I define happiness at work is that it's really a mindset that enables people to take actions that maximize their performance and help them achieve their potential. So actually, being happy at work happens when you feel like you're achieving your potential.
Okay. All right. And you're going to talk about how you can change your business and transform your life in 2012, which is what I think everyone wants to do. People come up with New Year's resolutions personally and professionally, and Capiche can certainly help with the professional side for people who own businesses, people who are employed at businesses. You have a blog that you write on or that you post. How often do you do your blog?
I post about once a week.
Okay. And where can you find the blog?
The blog is on my website, which is capiche.us. And Capiche is spelled C-A-P-I-C-H-E.
Okay.
And it's .us.
Okay. And what is your blog about this week? What do you have on there?
Well, this week I talk about how, as the new year starts, lots of people are looking to transform and change either their businesses or their lives. And I'm giving people some suggestions on things that they might be able to do. And perhaps the biggest suggestion is to consider hiring an executive coach.
Okay.
A coach can really help you evoke the excellence from within yourself, and coaching can also evoke excellence in others. And when people hear coaching, I think sometimes they panic a little bit, that it's not really somebody telling you what to do, because chances are you get enough of that already. But what a coach does is it helps you tap into your own inner wisdom and helps you explore the areas that you want to explore and come up with the solutions for yourself.
Okay. We're talking with Chris Cook, who is the CEO and president of Capiche, a business that we're lucky to have here in Southern Oregon because it's unlike any other business that I think a lot of people have ever experienced, really. Happiness at work, as she said at the beginning of the opening here of the show, I mean, really can improve productivity. And that's something that really shocked me the couple of times that we've spoken is when people aren't happy, can you just, I know you said it before, but I want you to say it again. What is the difference in the productivity between when people aren't happy and when they are happy?
Well, people who are happiest at work spend about 80% of their time doing what they're paid to do.
Okay.
So that's about, 4 out of 5 days a week. People are actually performing at full bore.
Okay.
And the people that are least happy are spending 20%.
Which is 1 day out of 5?
Which is 1 day out of 5. And just think about those other 4 days. And, of course, it's not 1 day versus 4, but it's over the course of that week. When they're not doing what they're being paid to do, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. They're probably walking around spreading negativity to their coworkers and really just, making other people less happy at work.
We've all experienced that. I think we've all experienced, whether you're experiencing it now or in the past at workplaces, there are people, if they aren't happy, they tell you about it and they tell you why. And then it breeds unhappiness. Whether you want it to or not, you think it doesn't. You think, oh, well, I like my job. Maybe, you know, this guy here doesn't like it. But if he keeps talking to you about it, it brings you down.
It brings you down, and you may still like your job, but you might not like your workplace that much anymore.
Yeah.
Because think about it. When you walk into a room, some people bring happiness and some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you rather be in a room full of happy and motivated people?
Absolutely. I think everyone would choose that option.
Mm-hmm.
Or else they're crazy.
Happy people make better teammates. They make better decisions. They help their colleagues and they help their customers more. They're more motivated, engaged, energetic, productive. They've got greater job satisfaction. I mean, there's really no downside to being happy at work.
Right. And we were discussing the percentage of productivity with happy versus unhappy. And for people who are business owners or managers of companies, can you put that in dollars? Because, I mean, it's obvious that you're going to be saving yourself a lot of money if you have happy employees, because they may only be doing the amount of work of one day of a week of five, but they're getting paid for 5 days. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you're paying and wasting a lot of money. And you've told me the amounts. I mean, it's a huge amount. It's like over $1 million or something.
It is. If you had a company of 150 employees, and if you could just move the level of happiness up one notch,
mm-hmm.
then it would be like having 11 additional full-time employees. And it would be $42,000 less in terms of the cost of sick leave. So you look at that right there, and that's more than $1 million worth of extra production and productivity.
And that's not a huge business. I mean, I think a lot of businesses in Southern Oregon have 100 people or more, you know. So
and moving the happiness up just one notch isn't all that difficult. It's not like you're taking the grumpiest grump and making them into a Pollyanna. It's taking somebody who's relatively happy and content and just adding a little boost, making them a little bit more happy at work.
So it's realistic. Now, if you think that you have some people at work who could be made a little bit happier and you want to get a hold of Chris and Capiche, how does it work? They call you and tell us how that whole thing works out.
Sure. They call me or they contact me through my website.
Okay.
And what I would do is have a consultation with them for free and talk about what their needs are. And then typically, either individuals or work groups or teams will take an online assessment that measures the things that drive happiness at work. And the assessment takes about 10 minutes to do. It's not a huge time commitment. But it measures the things that really drive happiness. And then once those results come in, I can work with individuals and I can work with groups to help them boost up the areas that need it. And that would be one-on-one coaching. And it could be workshops that would be specifically designed for that team's needs.
Okay. And we've discussed this before, too. It's very reasonable. The pricing to hire you, Capiche, very reasonable and a fraction of what you are losing if you don't have happy employees.
It is. It's very negligible compared to what you can gain. You know, so it is an investment. It's not a huge investment, but mm-hmm. it's an investment in time and resources. But the payback is just fantastic.
A worthwhile investment.
Yes.
For sure.
I would say so.
And a lot of people are facing real challenges at work. I mean, I think that a lot of people listening are facing them. A lot of people who are listening know somebody who is working somewhere. They're facing these challenges. I mean, maybe there's a manager who's trying to improve the performance of a struggling employee,
mm-hmm.
right? That could be one challenge. People aren't happy at work and wonder if they're the problem.
Mm-hmm. That happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you could be supervising a unit that's been downsized, and yet you're challenged by your supervisors to increase profits and productivity, to do more with less. I think we've all been told that we need to do more with less.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do that?
Yes, well, what are your suggestions for that?
A really easy way is to look at the performance happiness model and measure the happiness of your employees, and then work with an executive coach like me to help increase the happiness.
And that's taking the survey and finding out exactly what's going on. Because everyone's employees are different. Certain employees at certain businesses are unhappy for many different reasons. And it could be totally non-business related, right? I mean, you come across that where people are unhappy at their workplace and it has nothing really to do with their work. It's about personal things sometimes, wouldn't you say?
That certainly does play a part in it,
yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And can you help with things like that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, you know, a coach really is a great tool for somebody to help them with their own personal goal setting. It creates accountability for the people. When they create these goals, then they are accountable to their coaches. They're able to measure their progress. And a coach also provides an unbiased perspective. I'm not in your office every day. I don't know what the politics are, and it's better that way. It gives you a person who's not connected to the day-to-day to be able to talk about things confidentially,
mm-hmm.
and to have some unbiased questioning and guidance towards your goals.
And I think probably a lot of people might assume that if there's unhappiness at work or there's a little cluster of people or even one or two people that are, in their opinion, causing unhappiness, they may think it's easier just to let these people go, to fire them and bring other people on. But that might not always be the case. It might be better to hire a coach instead.
Well, the cost of replacing somebody, according to the data I've just read, is $3,500. So if you let someone go and have to rehire and retrain somebody, that adds up. You know, so if there is a way to have somebody work with a coach to improve their performance, that's really the preferred method. I mean, wouldn't you rather keep the people you have and try and help them become better? And that way they'll be more invested in the company's outcomes too.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. Chris Cook is the president and CEO of Capiche. She has a blog. You can find out more about what she does through the blog. And also, I'm sure there's a lot of helpful hints. And you can also contact her through her website, which is where the blog is. Give your website again. We want to make sure we get the website out there a lot because you are new.
It's capiche.us. Okay. Capiche is C-A-P-I-C-H-E.
Okay.
Capiche.us.
And Chris is going to be here actually the first Tuesday of every month. And Capiche is a new business here in Southern Oregon. This is not something that you just came up with the model. This is scientific.
This is something that was actually researched at Oxford University between 2005 and 2010. And the results were published in 2010. And I learned about it and got very excited and worked with the woman who did the research. I've worked with her one-on-one. We Skype quite frequently from, you know, England to Ashland. And she has really developed this model that really shows what makes people happy at work. And it's a combination of the contribution they make, their conviction, the culture, how they fit at work, the commitment that they have, the confidence that they have, and then from an organizational standpoint, the pride, the trust, and the recognition that they feel within the organization. And these are all things that you can measure and that we do measure with our online assessment tool. And now if anybody wants to take the assessment, I do have a free version of it on my website. And you can just go to my homepage, capiche.us, and there's a button on the side that says take the happiness assessment. I welcome you to do that. And if you want to talk to me after you take the assessment, just give me a holler. All my contact information is on the website.
Okay, that makes it. And, you know, just I think do a lot of people good to find out or to take the happiness assessment and really find out. Because I think probably a lot of people get into a hole and they don't know they're unhappy. I think that happens too a lot. You know, they just think that's life, and I'm going to go with it, and it doesn't matter if I'm miserable. This is how it is.
This right? is just work, you know, and that's the way it is.
But we spend more time at work than anywhere.
It's true. You know, so I think you should try and be happy at work for your own personal benefit, but also for the benefit of the company. And lots of times people might not quite know why they're not so happy at work. And by taking this assessment, it pinpoints the areas that you can work on. You know, if your confidence is low, then that's going to eat away at your happiness at work. Well, there are things you can do to boost your confidence. You know, there are things that a coach can help you do to increase confidence. If you're feeling low recognition, well, that's something that can be addressed also. It can be addressed with your supervisor. It can be addressed on a corporate level. You know, and it's really, it's very personal how this works. This is not a one-size-fits-all thing. That's why there's an assessment, and there are 8 things that are measured, and we go from there.
Okay. And if you, I'm sure the worst-case scenario is that you would find that certain people aren't fit for that certain employment. You find that, you must find that sometimes.
Yes, you do.
Okay. And then what would you suggest for that? Obviously, to find another job or find another employee?
Well, the first thing that you would do is really assess why the fit isn't there. Mm-hmm. You know, is it because there's a misunderstanding? Is it because there's a lack of information? And so trying to get to the bottom of that, and once you get to the bottom of that, then people can start making choices. You know, is this something that I can change? Is it something I want to change? Or is it really better for everyone if the person walks away? And sometimes that's the case, as mm-hmm. sad as it may sound, but it works out better in the long run
yeah.
for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And if someone's listening, because I think, you know, normally a manager would be listening and think, well, you know what, I'm going to do this and have an assessment of my employees. But what if there is an employee listening who maybe thinks, well, I don't know if I should, you know, rock the boat or do this. I don't know if I should contact Capiche because maybe my manager might not like that. How would you suggest someone go about that?
I would suggest that the person start out by taking the free online assessment that they can get to from my website.
Okay.
And really get a good look, you know, how happy are they at work and what areas do they think they need some help with? And then give me a call and let's talk it through. I may suggest that you take that assessment to your employer or manager and say, look, you know, I found this great tool and I took it and it's showing that I need a little bit of help in this one area. Perhaps other people in the office would like to take it as well, and we can work on these things together. And now, as I think I mentioned, I also do team reports. So with a work group or a department or a unit, the whole team can take the assessment. They will get individual reports, but also there will be a team report, which will show for this group, these are the areas that are really strong, and these are the areas that could use a little bit of work. And so then as a team, they can work on these different areas. And I've seen that be very successful. I've seen teams really come together around a common cause. They learn a common language. They're able to support each other because they've all been through certain types of training together. And at this point, I'm offering free team reports. If somebody wants to email me, I will give them a free team report, and that way they can assess, is this something I need or not? Is this mm-hmm. something my team needs or not? Because certainly if you don't need it, then I want to learn from you what you're doing right.
And you'll be honest, right?
And I say, certainly will.
Man, you're lucky. You don't need this. On your way.
And I have found companies in the Valley that really don't need it, and I'm mm-hmm. always so pleased when I do, and really try and get down as deep as I can to find out why. What are they doing right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I learn from that also. But if you're interested as either an employee or as a team leader or a manager, just contact me and we'll figure something out to get you the report and see if you really could use this coaching or not.
Okay, and you can contact Chris at capiche.us. You gave me a little cheat sheets and little notes here, and something I find interesting about female executives really benefiting from Capiche's services. Why is that, and what tell us about your theory on that?
Well, it seems like women have fewer role models, and there are fewer women in higher positions in companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have mentors, women as mentors, is not as typical as having a man with somebody that he can go to as a mentor or a coach. And I think female executives really benefit from having a coach to have somebody who can help them set their goals and their priorities and help them be accountable for those, and to give them a forum to talk things out before they have to make these tough decisions at work. Lots of times female executives are put in a position where they may have to do some things that aren't easy or won't be well liked, but they're necessary. And it's good to have somebody to be able to talk these things through beforehand and help you anticipate any of the hurdles that you might come across.
And besides that, you have something in common.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that's very true.
So that's always helpful. And coaching is the fastest growing profession in the U.S. Is that true?
I just read that the other day and thought, wow, I guess the time has come that people really are starting to understand that it's important to have some help getting ahead and have some help realizing their happiness, that it doesn't all have to come from within you, that it's okay to ask for help.
And that's what Capiche is here for. And for 2012, I think, I know for myself, a lot of people, it's hard to ask for help, but it is absolutely okay, and actually, it's a good thing to ask for help.
It's a really good thing, yes. And I love to help people. And other managers and people in your organization would love to help people too. So it's the mentoring, the coaching is all very positive and creates some really good positive momentum.
Okay, and as we kind of wrap this up for this Tuesday, one more time, because I just think it's so staggering and I think it really, people don't understand the difference. Once again, tell us the statistics on productivity of happy versus unhappy employees. One more time, because it's interesting.
Happy employees are twice as productive as unhappy employees.
Saving you, if you have a company of 100 people or so, over $1 million a year.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. Chris, thank you so much. Capiche.us is where you can contact Chris and have an assessment of your own. You can take a free assessment personally if you want right there on the website.
Yes.
Capiche.us, and we'll talk to you again in a month or so.
Okay. Thank you, Leslie.
Check out Chris's blog. She writes at least weekly, and you can find that at Capiche.us. And she'll be back again Tuesday, February 7th. Did we cover everything? We got it all?
I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
I just want to reiterate for people to go to my website, take the free assessment. If you're a team leader, contact me, and let's get a team assessment going for you at no cost.
Ask for help. It's the best thing to do. New resolution for 2012.
Ask for help.
Capiche.us. Chris, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Leslie.
Coming up, more Open for Business on KCMX News Talk, AM 880.
This is Open for Business on KCMX News Talk 880. Open for Business, Southern Oregon's premier business forum, continues after this break.